Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence, brought to you by ProAct Safety, the leader in the world of safety excellence. And now for your host, Sean Galloway.
Consistency versus continuity. Can either or both improve performance? Ralph Waldo Emerson commented that a foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds. To an extent, every manager and leader has some of this littleness of mind. Almost all long for people in process to be more consistent and predictable. If they were more consistent, changes and improvements could be accomplished uniformly across the organization. Saying this smacks of control, and what leader doesn't want to be in control? But the extreme side of consistency is robotic sameness. It contains no original thought nor creativity. It has no motivation to go above and beyond. It does not question the status quo nor long for excellence. Continuity in its best form is enough consistency to allow for aligned effort but not stifle it. Continuity of strategy, programs, and terminology allow for individuals to work together toward a common goal with likeness of mind but room for individuality. People can seek the same goals, use the same tools, and speak the same language, but do so in their own completely unique way. Each contribution can add up to a much greater sum with such synergy of effort. So leaders, here's the challenge. Can you lead without micromanaging, align without stifling, create focus without destroying individuality? In short, can you build continuity without going too far and created little-minded consistency?
For more information on this topic or how we help lead individuals and organizations towards excellence in performance and culture, visit us at proactsafety.com.